When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good afternoon, however you're tuning in across the SEN Airways, perhaps 1170 in Sydney, 693 in Brisbane. And a shout out to the podcast listeners as well. Now, for the podcast listeners, don't forget, you can have your say as well. Best to slide into the DMs at Joel Fletch. SEN is the way to do that. Big week coming up. Of course, we're going to talk about what happened in round seven. It was unsubscribe round seven for some of them. It was self-sabotage round seven for some of them. And tonight, well, it's date night Dom. Dommy's got his date night tonight, folks. He's got the beard all trimmed up, ready to go. So good luck to young Dom in his plot tonight. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. They've got a replay on Fox League at the moment of the Bulldogs disposing of the Newcastle Knights, and my man next to me, the missile, is quite happy about that. Hello, mate.
What a game, Joel. Shout out to all the Bulldogs listeners today with a pep in their step. Yeah, I was out at the game. First game I've been to of the year, so I'm going to have to go to every game after this, obviously, because I'm the good luck charm. But what a turnaround. It was about this time last year, Bulldogs got dusted, I think it was 66-0.
Bradman Best scored a hat-trick.
By the Knights.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know for a fact there were certain players layering up in that game from the Knights that wasn't forgotten this week within the Bulldogs camp.
You know what I found interesting? There was a moment in the game where Crichton scores a try. His brother scored a hat-trick, by the way, in the Ron Massey Cup. But Crichton scores a try on Bradman Best. And there's two centres in the frame for New South Wales. Mm. And he palmed him away. Off he went to the trial. And I just wonder whether he thought a little bit about that. Speaking of that, masterstroke from Coach Seraldo, where they were struggling big time on the right-hand side in the opening rounds. He's moved Crichton over there, popped Sherry on the left.
Beautiful.
They've really lost nothing on the left. And now they've bolstered the right-hand side. And look at them go.
Beautiful. And starting to figure out how to play with that small forward pack.
Yeah.
Their bench yesterday, that may be the smallest bench ever run out in NRL. When you look at Bailey Hayward, Curtis Moran, Blake Taff.
Yeah.
They'd all be sub 90 kilos.
That'd be the lightest bench in modern history, wouldn't it?
I'd say so. And you lose a front rower in Patolo in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they play, I mean, Bailey Hayward at times was packing down the scrum at front row.
Yeah.
He's a halfback in reserve grade. So they've figured out how to play with that small pack. They're moving the ball around. They're an entertaining team to watch now. And I just booked my semi-final tickets.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah,
Are you seeing it?
And look, thank you, tourists. Welcome. Yeah. Bye this weekend. Tigers the following weekend. We're in with the hope, which is something we haven't had for a little while.
I always say this about teams. I know every team wants to make the finals, but I think you've just got to be alive in that final round.
Yeah.
You can't be playing dead rubbers. That's the key. We're going to talk about all that, of course. The Hetherington, Reed Marnie fracker. Mm. So looking forward to talking about that. You can have your say. A-grade Monday, Michael Monday. Later on, the Mickey M's, which the missile's going to announce. But the tourist, hello, mate.
Good afternoon, missile. Joel, how was your weekends, boys?
Well, my weekend was lovely. We had date night on Friday night.
Mm.
And
okay.
We went out for a nice dinner. It was nothing big.
Mm.
And we went to, Kobe was a bit hungry towards the end of the night. We said, oh, let's go to Harry Cafe de Wheels. And she said, oh, that little shack there. I said, oh, trust me. We went there, magnificent, beautiful. But what I did, I thought, I'll get a, it's not really what she'd have, so I thought I'd pop it on the story.
Mm.
I wake up the next day, and I've got two random posts. I haven't done a story on Instagram. I've just did two rat's ass posts.
Were you on the Terps?
Nah, not really.
Nah, yeah, okay. Just press the wrong button.
Just press the wrong button. I
Many
up.
Likes.
And everyone would have been thinking, no, fuck it all. Everyone would have been going, what the hell's going on with this?
This is red content. What was the entertainment for the night? Movies?
The tourist goes to me, any regrets on the weekend? I said, no. No, why? And he screenshotted it.
Mad screenshot.
Yeah.
My mad screenshot. Right? There was nothing. It was nothing bad or anything. It was just you ordering a pie from this place.
Yeah.
You never know.
No, that's exactly
what you
right.
post. It's the fear. It was the fear. How was your Friday? Lovely.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I did on Saturday. So a mate of ours, his nephew, their nephew, Callum, was playing for the Sharks in the Harold Matthews. They got beat. Good game. One try apiece. 8-6. Western Suburbs go through to the grand final. And I've got a feel for this front row for West, this young bloke. So this is under 17s.
Right.
But about 5 minutes to go, cops are HIA. So the poor bugger is ruled out of the grand final next week at Bankwest Stadium. And I was thinking about this. We haven't yet been...
No.
We haven't lost a player for the NRL in the grand final.
We spoke about it.
Yeah.
We've spoken about it, but it hasn't happened.
But it's imminent, unfortunately, isn't it?
Yeah. That's really unlucky, isn't it?
Oh, that's the case for having... That's the case where people are saying, and that'll be the chat when it happens, is for having that week off. A bit like the Super Bowl, having that extra week off. What about this for a story? So the young Warriors, in fact, I'll give you all the results of the grand finals coming up. The Tasha Gale, which is the under-19s, the girls, Steelers are taking on the Knights in the grand final next week. Lisa Fiola, Bulldogs taking on the West Tigers. This is all at Bankwest Stadium next week. And on the Harold Matthews, what I mentioned, West are taking on the Warriors. Now, the Warriors found themselves in this situation, as I'm told. So they only take a top six. They were in eighth position. And six were playing seventh. They were all on the same points, I believe. But four and against was dramatically against the Warriors. So it didn't matter what they won by. They were going to miss out because six and seven were effectively playing a final when it goes through.
Yeah.
They come off. They beat the Dragons. The other two have had a draw.
So they jump
So instead of one of the sides getting 2 points, which guarantees them into the finals, a draw... So they go from eighth, catapult into sixth. There was three teams undefeated. Just how the competition worked out, a few draws throughout the year. Parramatta, Bulldogs and West. Week one of the finals, they shouldn't be in the semis. They beat Parramatta, undefeated, they're gone. On the weekend, they played Canterbury, undefeated, beat them, they're gone. Now they're in the grand final against the only other undefeated team, the Western Suburbs Magpies. And it would be one of the great fairy tale stories if they could win that.
Wouldn't it ever? Isn't that a great example of momentum in sport? When you're flying high, nothing to lose. Yep, we're in. We shouldn't have been here. Win, 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 grand final.
Yeah.
I mean, the storyline writes itself, right? They should win this.
Well, that's the thing.
And now West are missing their front rower.
Yep. A few things conspiring for them. 1300-01-1170 is a way to have your say. How did your weekend go, Missile?
Great weekend, Joel. Been off the Terps now for about 6 weeks.
Flying.
Loving that.
Yep.
Feeling much fresher on a Monday, so really enjoying that. My mate's horse won the Quokka.
Yep.
So that was exciting for our group. Overpass for those that were watching the Quokka. And then my Bulldogs got up yesterday, had a little tinkle on them on the Sportsbet app, and so that made my weekend even better.
So you know how Matty Johns calls Fletch the enabler?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to name names because it's not my story to tell. But one of his mates, right, hadn't had a drink for a decent period of time.
Yeah.
I get a photo of him, and I'll tell you how long he's off the drink. I'm not going to say it on air, but he hadn't had a drink for this long, Missile. And then I get a photo of him and Bear's head on the sauce. And how sad would he be waking up having broken that
regrets. Grunt? Did he have a problem prior?
I don't know. I think he just wanted to get a bit healthier.
Yeah.
But that's a fair record to break, isn't it? 1300.
He's the great enabler.
So he's my A grade nomination. I've got another one. Actually, I want to put this out to the listeners. At the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I want to know who the A grade is. Arj Barker has yelled out to a lady, not yelled out, but made a comment to a lady in the crowd to leave, to get out. Right, she's holding a baby, and he said to basically get out of the thing. So who's the A grade? Is it him for telling her to get out? And as a result, out of protest, some people just stormed out themselves. Right.
Oof.
So is she the A grade for bringing a baby? And he called out to her. It's an over 15s thing. Is he the A grade for punting her? Or is she the A grade for bringing in a baby into the thing?
Well, I'm going to give a very ignorant point of view here because I've never had children and dealt with a crying baby, but I'm going to say her bringing a baby into his show.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if she was crying. I imagine a baby at some point probably was, but what do you think, tourist?
Absolute A grade behavior from the parent, I think, personally. From I'm sorry. Yeah, I think, I know it's not fair. That the parents don't get to have a night out. But yeah, that's I'm afraid, no, it's not fair, but that's the payoff you get for having kids.
Actually, can I give you another example of that? Mm. So I was down last night in Bondi at the vigil for the Bondi Junction people. And they did the Prime Minister spoke, the Premier spoke, and then there was a minute silence. And during the minute silence, this couple had a Labrador that was barking a lot.
Oh, Arch Barker.
But I thought something similar, and they were sort of just shushing the dog. And I was thinking during that, I don't know, what do you do with the dog? But it was barking loud. There would have been a few thousand people down there. It was breaking the silence.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
I don't think people were really noticing it. I don't know, you know, everyone was deep in their own thoughts. It was a pretty emotional thing, but it was triggering me a little bit hearing this massive Labrador with a booming bark.
Wow.
Mid-minute silence.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, can I just say just on that as well, I don't know if you've seen or heard any of the footage, but Chris Minns gave a speech during that vigil and probably the best speech I've ever heard.
Really?
Live. Yeah. Really touching. The way he spoke about the incident and the reasons why it's so sad, you know, this was a lost opportunity for so many of those people.
Yeah.
You know, some of them just had one of them just had a baby. One was due to be married. The opportunities in their life, the things to look forward to, the hope was taken away from them. But also the fact that women have a right to feel safe.
Yep.
Regardless of where they are. That's the first time I've ever heard Chris Minns speak live. And I just wanted to give him a quick shout out because it was definitely the best speech I've ever heard live. Really moving. Hit the mark and universally appreciated by everybody there.
So tragic. And I saw some footage on the weekend, which I hadn't seen, and a lot of my friends hadn't seen it either. But did you see the footage of the man stumbling prior to going in?
No.
So there's footage, CCTV footage of him on his way in there, stumbling, looks like he's paralytic drunk. And this guy goes over and helps him up. Unbeknownst to, obviously.
Of course.
But he helps him up, and they interviewed the guy, and he said he felt like it was somebody on drugs. So that's the footage that's coming. Yeah. But it's just the whole thing is just devastating, absolutely devastating. And, of course, thoughts and prayers completely behind everyone who has been affected by it. 1300 01 1170, the run home with Joel and the Missile. Board has lit up, and very passionate both way. Arj Barker. The lady who had the baby, who was apparently breastfeeding in the crowd. That's an unusual sort of, you don't see many babies at these types of things. Yourself and the tourists were labelling the lady as the A grade for taking her.
Well, let's say we were pro-Arj.
Pro-Arj.
Yeah.
I think both are A grades, to be honest with you. Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. Palms Redmond. Some people feel so entitled now. That lady watching Arj is 100% the A grade, so they're completely torn as to which way to go. Now, your man is very jumpy behind you, tourist. Date night Dom. Throw him on, Dommy. He's got the new haircut. He's got the fade on the side. He's got
That's good.
Some of the advice we gave him was to tidy up the beard.
Oh, yeah.
So he's looking good.
Yeah.
Dommy,
nice.
How you feeling, mate?
Oh, nervous. Really nervous. But this happens all the time. I've been on plenty of dates in my life, and I am just like a nervous wreck the 24 hours leading up to a date.
For 24 hours?
Yeah,
really?
I was playing golf on Friday. I was talking to my mate about it. My heart rate on my watch went up from about 70 to 97.
No way.
Mate,
from the golf or from the date?
Just talking about the date, yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
We're just going out. I think we're going to get some Korean barbecue at like a local kind of restaurant area.
Mm.
Outdoor like dining area. There's a strip of restaurants where like 5 minutes from both of us. So we're going to go there. But yeah, this always happens. I always go pick them up. From the second I pick them up, I'm genuinely talking 160 heart rate.
Oh, really?
And then 5 minutes in, I'm calm. It's just the build-up. I don't know. It gets to me every
can you,
time.
Can you do us a favor? Screenshot your heart rate.
I'll tell you.
Yes.
Because if
just
you
me talking about it, right?
And we can put on the post to let people know what it gets to. So what are you at the moment?
So I'm at 72. This was 6 minutes ago. I was 72 BPM.
Yeah, what are you
talking about it now, I'm up to 89. Oh,
that's well, a good sign, though. Yeah. Well, it must mean you like her.
Oh, 98.
98.
Yeah, I'm a bit jittery, to be honest. Like, oh. But as soon as I get in there and start talking to them, like I'd like to think I'm a good talker. I calm myself down. But just the build-up, I go through all these what-ifs. And
is this a dating app?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And haven't met in person before?
No.
Nice. Do you live at home with your parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, you have a couple before you go, Dom. Just take the shine off the ball a bit.
He's got to drive.
Oh, you got to drive.
Are you picking her up in the car?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Please, on approach, screenshot your heart rate.
Yeah.
And we need to see. And you know what? That'll probably, by making light of it, you might calm you down.
Yeah, you know what? Yesterday, I think, so we're planning to go out at 8 o'clock. It hit 8 o'clock yesterday, and in my head, I thought, geez, 24 hours. This time, tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
I don't know what it is. I've played, like, grand finals. I've done high-stakes events. I don't get this. This is the most nervous I get in my life.
I love it. But that's exciting. That's very exciting.
You know what, Joel King? Have you not listened to Joel King working for him all these years?
Yeah, pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. Yeah,
just go about it differently, Dommy. Pressure can blast diamonds or break pipes, right? So let's just blast the diamonds, Dommy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for you, Dom.
I know it's a cliche, but you got to be yourself. Because even at this early stage, if she's going to like you in the long term, she's going to like you in that first date. So be yourself on the first date. That's easily.
You should have brought in your emerald green date shirt for him.
Oh, yeah. You got a green shirt for tonight?
The green's not my color.
Okay.
This is going to work. Maybe
what about this? Yeah. Do you have a first date story from when you met your wife, Joel?
Yeah.
What was your first date?
The first time she came to our house, right?
Yeah. Straight to the house?
Yeah. Yep.
wow. Presumptuous?
down the track. But I actually... I send it to the neighbour, right?
Oh, as a joke.
As a joke.
Yeah, that's
and
funny.
And he's open
that's
the good. Door and going, oh, hello. And then I'm just waving at the front of that was our first
that's
one
good.
Itself.
I went a little test. So I'd met Rose down in Melbourne, but just kept in contact when I came back to Sydney. And then I said, oh, you should come up to Sydney for a weekend. Yep, so he came up. And I said, for our first date, we're going to the beach, but I didn't say which beach. Anyway, go to the beach and I take her to this jump rock in Vaucluse. It's probably about 5-6 meters.
Yeah.
And I'd have this thing where girls that I was seeing or dating were just really boring. Like they were just about like Instagram and that sort of stuff. They didn't not much chutzpah. So I said to Rose, brought her to this jump rock. I said, oh, let's jump off this rock. You know, into the harbour. And she was clearly like shaken by it. So I run and jump off this rock.
Oh,
5-6 meters into the harbour. And then I'm down in the water and she runs and jumps off the rock into the harbour. Oh. She's terrified. And look, I don't want to put her on blast here, but she was a really kooky jump. She half landed face first.
Oh no.
Anyway, but just knowing that she had some get up and go about her, I was like, right, this is a girl that I can see a future with.
Yeah.
And she still talks about it to this day. She goes, our first date, you took me to jump off a cliff in the Sydney Harbour to test me.
Oh, nice.
Tourist?
Oh, ideas.
Yeah, I'm a big like outdoors guy for your first date because if you're stuck at a dinner table and it's not going well, it's a tough slog.
Tourist.
So we lived in Edinburgh, back in Scotland. She moved over there with her friend, and we met on Hinge as well. The dating, which I'd say is in the rankings of them, Hinge is more for a relationship.
Yeah,
if you're going for your Tinders, you're more for the fun is what I'll say.
Yeah,
and she was coming to Edinburgh, and her plan was to kind of be on that kind of Tinder side of the dating apps. She wanted a bit of first time out of Australia. It was her fun summer, you know, she wanted to have fun, say.
Yeah, hot girl summer, they call it.
Hot girl summer. Yeah. And then after a week, we met, we hung out once, we went to a comedy show, and rest is history.
Oh, so you kind of wrecked her hot girl summer.
I did, but now I live in another country. away from my family.
Yeah,
so,
okay,
know,
so you made the sacrifice. Look at Dom, he's taking notes. He's taking notes.
Taking notes. Is that your notes, Dom?
Brooksy just sent me a text.
Mate, he's not the one to take advice from, let me tell you.
Can we get advice from our SEN family?
Yeah.
0457 736 736. Advice for Dom on his first date. It can be anything from opening line to how to get a kiss before you say goodnight, or do you go for the kiss? If you,
I've been on first dates
don't
before.
Kiss.
No, but
don't kiss, Dom. Yeah. No matter what, just keep your powder dry.
Yeah. I agree.
And just,
I agree.
Look, I feel like I'm 16 again because my first real date was when I was 16. Me and a girl caught a bus to the movies and we watched Cars 3 together. I feel like I'm back at that stage. No, right?
Cars 3.
He's got a bead of sweat on his forehead.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm dripping.
I'm excited for you, though.
Yeah.
See, we have to live vicariously through you now because
I've noticed that.
We're both
Especially
locked down.
I'm
very excited for you, Dom. Very, very excited.
Thanks, lads,
I might even text you for updates during the night.
What about I just on that, I once forgot our wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
But I will not forget his date night. I've got a quick story about my changing topic for a little bit. My brother, he's got this, he's a young bloke, right? So my nephew, he's very talented. Like whatever he does, he's just very, very good at, but he's so competitive. So they've got this little, they just need to make him less competitive. Like everything he does is just so competitive.
Yeah.
So they're mucking around in the backyard and he wants to finish this game, so he thought, bugger it, he'll beat him. So my brother said, I'm going to beat him. So he goes for this field goal, touches his hand, and it goes through. And my brother goes, there you go, mate, that's it, done. He said, that's not it. And they complain for about half an hour. So they have these rhymes at home, like the two girls and him, and they do these family rhymes.
Yeah.
Anyway, later, he just wouldn't let it go. He's that competitive, has to win everything. So later that night, he goes in front of the whole family. Look, he's eight. He goes, roses are red, violets are blue. My dad's a cheat. How about you? Mate,
Is
your dad too? I think he said
he's going to be a professional athlete.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Well, that's. I said to him, I said, but I don't think you can sort of change that. I think that's just how you're wired, isn't it?
That's good. You just got to lean into it.
You got to lean into it.
Yeah.
1300 01 1170. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Or text 0457 736 736. Text board is full. They're all trying to help out. Date night, Dom. What do you got there, Missile?
This is a good one. Matt says, afternoon, lads. On my first date, my friends were always so brutal. They always had an opinion. So the last date I had, I took her to family night with my friends, threw her straight in the deep end, and so I knew how she'd go from there on.
Beautiful. I like that. What about the icebreaker?
Yeah, so this one. Dom, get a glass of ice only, pour it on the ground, stomp on it, and then say, now that the ice is broken... conversation from there. He doesn't like that one, Dom. Stay off your phone during your date. That's one from Rob. That's pretty decent.
This one here from John. This is off the topic, but he said, I caught bits and pieces last week, but I only caught part of you saying what mate stands for. Meet at the end, John. Meet at the end. So that's what they used to say in the war. So you'd be alongside someone and they used the term mate, which was meet
that's where
end.
It started?
That's how the term mate came up, meet at the end.
That's incredible.
So there you go.
Western Sydney Eagle says, go the bronze puller preparation, Dom. Get rid of the nerves.
oh,
boy.
You know that's on Wikipedia now.
I know. I know.
I know.
These run home listeners, they're out of control.
Out of control. 1300 01 1170. Let's do this, tourist.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Oh, the drought is broken. We got Bradley Charles Stubbs to fire him up. He declared the Bulldogs as his best of the week. And didn't they duly salute the coal miner? Well done, mate.
The science of belief, Shug. But can we just get back on Dom's day? Because my heart rate has risen just thinking about it as well. But I fully endorse the bronze puller method.
Oh.
Wise man once said, never go out with a loaded gun, Dom.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Do you have a first date story, Sean?
Mate, I do. Vanessa actually stitched me up. So our first official date was that actually just shut down this restaurant down in Melbourne, Ginger Boy. But she stitched me up about halfway through. It must have been going well. So she's ducked off to have a chat to the waiter and said it was my birthday, which it absolutely was not.
Ah.
And then desserts come out, candles are in it. The whole restaurant was singing, happy birthday to me. I was dying in, of embarrassment on the floor, and I just thought, well, that's pretty good chat. So here we are. We're married all these years later, so there you go.
Keeper. And what about just on kissing on the first date? Where do you stand?
Oh, you just got to read the room, don't you? It's not black and white. If it's going well, then play on.
What about Pricey? Pricey. So he has his first date with his now wife, Sheridan, who's coming to stay at his place for the first time. He knows throughout the night that she had no money, like she lost a card or something, so she had no money. So he knows this in his mind. They get the cab home, and he says to her when they're getting towards the end, "Have you got any money?" Knowing what the answer's going to be, she said, "No, you get neither have I." So he said, "Well, when we pull up, and she's the biggest law-abiding citizen." He said, "When we pull up, just sprint, and I'll take care of the cabbie, and we're going to run the cab."
Wow!
And so her heart rate's more than Dom's right now. Right? And as soon as they pulled up, he nudged her, and off she goes, sprinting. First crime she's ever committed in her life. She gets about 100 metres away, and then he just pays the cab.
Oh, so is that enough for him to say keeper?
Yeah, keeper. Pass the test.
Yeah, there
Pass
you go.
Pass the test. What do you got, Shawnee? Have you had a look at the markets? What do we see? Where do we go?
Yeah, let's quickly we'll look at Anzac Day first of all. So triple header this year. And unfortunately, a couple of them look like bludgers. The Warriors, they're giving up 12.5 points at home against the Gold Coast. Obviously, the Titans got so close again.
Oh.
I reckon the lead. How many times did that lead change? I was on them head-to-head. Yeah. And it was just one of the all-time great seesawing battles, but couldn't get there. The line covered, which was something, but they're not far away from getting a win, but, gee, going over to New Zealand to get your first one of the year is obviously going to be very hard. So they're big outsiders. The second game, the traditional Anzac Day game, this looks like an absolute belt to the Dragons, $2.58. Chooks are $1.51. Look pretty short to me. The Lions, 5.5. Usually get up for this game, the Dragons. Obviously, were very good on the weekend as well. And then again, the Storm, obviously, they used to play the Warriors on this matchup, but it's now the Bunnies. And if you had a look at the start of the year, you thought this would be an absolute belter, but a little bit like the Warriors and the Titans, it's very, very lopsided. The Storm, $1.21 at home. The Bunnies, $4.45. Off the bye, though, how do they bounce back? We wait and see.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you boys this, and I want the listeners' opinion on this as well, right? And it may be controversial, but I believe firmly, like I love Anzac Day. It's one of the great, great days. Yep. And the bugle, the noise of that, the last post. It's a beautiful day, right? And we recognise, you know, those who did so much for the country. I do, however, think we should limit it just to that day. I don't feel as though we need to do...
Yeah, don't do the last post at every game.
Yeah, just...
takes away the significance.
I think, like come Sunday, we're still doing the last post, when I think, let's just do it respectfully as we always do, but just, we've got three games to do it.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? Yeah, it places more importance on those games.
Yeah.
It dilutes it by doing it every game. I agree with you, 100%. I remember saying that last year to Rose. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, obviously, because you do, but I think we can probably honour it in a really special way without the full sort of regalia, because it does. That the day itself is obviously so special.
Yeah.
It feels like that should be the most important one of the weekend. We can still honour the Anzac round, I believe it's called, in probably a different way, still paying respects, you know, as we always do. But I think I agree. I think let's keep it, make that day really, really special and not take away from it.
Well, there was one year there was a game on a Wednesday, and then we'll come Sunday, we're still... You know, that's five days, whatever it is,
for right. Yeah, it's
from
right.
When Anzac Day is. Anyway, that's just a little thought there. What about your mate Overpass, boys?
Yeah,
when's the quokka?
Mate, I wish I could. I wish I could play a voicemail that I received on Saturday afternoon from the great Magic Mike, because we'd need the dump button pretty quick. But he was up and about, wasn't he, Missile?
Was it something about your kids not being able to go to college? Because
something along those lines. There was a wheelbarrow involved. I think he said I'll need an armor guard truck. along the lines of that. How did he finish up that night? Did he celebrate? As we know, only Magic Mike can.
Yeah, or hasn't been sighted off Nobby since. So I can only assume. I'm just looking. I follow this punter, Joel, on the feed. He's good. He's usually a good punter, but one of his feed tips this week was the Canberra Raiders, and he says Broncos aren't winning field position without Haas. The Raiders pack is their ultimate strength. Broncos scoring plenty of lucky tries, 8 long range tries and 9 off kicks. Raiders big in capital letters chance here.
Oh.
47 people followed him into that.
I agree with him.
Oh, you and the Raiders as well?
Yeah, my oath I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, Sugar, what about some of the tries they scored? Now, I know not all tries off kicks are lucky, but again, they just find a way, the Broncos. But I guess that's why, you know, home advantage is so important, that, you know, they just somehow get the bounce of the ball and the rub of the green in a lot of those occasions. And poor old Chevy, he had a bit of a night to forget. But I thought, all in all, he'd be bloody proud of how he went. I'm not sure there's too many fullbacks in the game that would handle the that sort of a scenario better than him. So well done.
Yeah, only 18. He'll be right.
Yeah,
he's a good young player. He runs for big meters. He's a goer. He'll get beyond that. 1300 01 11 70. Anything else, Shawnee?
Quick one. Did you ever think the Dolphins would be $1.43 maybe about 2 weeks ago against the Knights?
Wow.
This weekend?
Wow. With
no, obviously, the Hammer's still out, I believe. I don't think he's back yet. So two superstars out of that one. But, yeah, tough old slog for the Knights now, and they have drifted big time in all the outrights, as you'd expect with no KP.
Okay, so who's in your forgive file and who you're sacking? So the Knights, Parramatta, Cowboys, Warriors, all big defeats.
Mm.
It's hard to. I can probably forgive Parramatta. I've been sticking up for them without Mitchell Moses, you know, around. Although that second half, it wasn't great, but I can still forgive them missing their best player. The Cowboys, they have no excuses. They were full strength. That's pretty much as good as it can get. And that was a really poor effort. I know it's hard on the road. That was the second weekend in a row as well. But yeah, their defense needs fixing, and quick smart. I'm not sure they can turn around that quick, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a problem. That is a.
What about you, Joel? Who are you forgiving?
I'll forgive the Warriors. Win Stadium's a tough ask. 30-12. I still think they're in the game. I'm less forgiving.
Had plenty of chances in that game as well. I think we might have both been, or I was on the Dragons, and it was nervous, very, very nervous moments in that first 20. I think you play that again, I reckon the Warriors might have 12 or 18 on the board. So it's a funny old game. You know, you don't need much to go your way.
What about so this Dolphins result, right? So it ends up 44-16. After 48 minutes, Parramatta led 10-4.
Madness.
And
Jermaine Asako misses 5 goals. So it's essentially 54.
Yeah.
He missed 5.
He missed 5. So they've piled on. What have they piled on? 8 tries in half an hour.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's why Sean's forgiven them. I've gone line through.
Wow.
Which is, I don't mind Parramatta as a team. I find them as an entertaining team, but Brad Arthur basically said it himself. They gave up.
Yep. Shawnee, just get your two bobs on this before we let you go. Can we hit the crow button, please, tourist? You're gonna love this, Shawnee.
What do you got for me?
The missile is declaring a 5-leg multi. Declaring.
Oh.
14 punters already following me in on the feed.
On the feed, yep.
Warriors head-to-head, lock. Melbourne head-to-head, lock. Manly head-to-head with Para, lock. Broncos head-to-head. Mm-hmm. Hassan Reynolds return, lock. Penrith Panthers, Cleary returns, lock.
Thoughts?
Holy hell, I don't usually sort of get in the queue with five-leg multis, but that sounds very juicy. I might jump on the feed and follow in this. I'll make that. How many punters? Was it 14? It's about to be 15.
14, yeah. Yeah, why aren't they're not following me? And like Sean had 47 on the Raiders.
Yeah.
What's doing that? He's just
47
leading,
lunatics coming.
The Pied Piper leading them into the water.
What can you on one of your feed posts, right, say... forget Sean the Trader. This is who you need to follow.
Yeah, all my feed content now is just going to be sledging fellow feed analysts.
Oh, you know what? You should just do like a dad joke on each and every one. Tipping this, blah, blah, blah. By the way, do you hear the one about...
Yeah, it's not bad either.
Use characters for that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Coal Miner.
I reckon... Just quickly, put up one about Dom's date just quickly in the feed.
Yes.
Just update us all.
This bet's as sure as Dom's date or something like that. Exactly right. Yes, that's fantastic. Good on you, Cole Miner. Great to chat.
All right, boys. Chat soon.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to the Run Home with Joel and the Missile. All thanks to the Hyundai Staria Load van, which fits in everything. Now, there's a lot of text coming through, and you are absolutely right, 837. The Bunnies have never won in Melbourne. That's remarkable, isn't it?
Can't believe that.
Yeah. Never, ever have they won in Melbourne.
So what's that, 25 years, 26
well, they've had,
years?
They've had 18 or 19 cracks.
Well, there's your best bet of the week.
There you go. It's in your multi anyway. What are you really gambling with? 1300 01 1170. A lot of people, I would say, I'd say that my suggestion around Anzac Day, only celebrating the great day in the fashion that we do on the day itself, because it's not to drag down Anzac Day. I actually think it, you know, less is more sometimes. But anyway, a lot of people are having their say disagreeing with me, which is totally fine, and they're making very valid points as well. One person says, fellas, all the teams and their supporters want to honour Anzac Day. If it's limited to just Anzac Day itself, then the teams playing need to be rotated to include all fans who had family serve in the military. I'd say it's running at about 60-40 people who want it kept as it is. So fair enough. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Tourist, the great man Bear's Head is in Bali.
He is indeed.
And you're a big buyer of Bali, aren't you?
Well, I only went for the first time last year.
Yeah.
The Tourist Diaries, of course.
Yep.
And I loved it. 5-6 days there. I thought it was incredible. There's one part of Bali that you really don't like that you just kind of have to accept is happening. Have you been, Missal?
I've never been.
Is it on your to-do list or not?
It's a lot of fun. Big group of friends.
It wasn't until now.
Yeah.
Big group of friends. It's really, really fun. But you're scared of the old Bali belly.
I can't get my head around the fact that you're paying for a holiday that you're looking forward to. You're taking time off work where you're almost guaranteed to get sick. I'm sure it's a great place because everyone who goes seems to love it. Mm-hmm. But I just can't wrap my head around that part of it.
Great food, great beaches.
Did you avoid Bali belly?
No.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, almost everyone in our group did.
But yeah, I think that's a. And how many days did it take you out for?
It didn't take me out for any days.
Oh.
You just kept going with it.
Oh.
That's all it was.
So you're just sitting in a pool with bad guts.
Well, maybe not those days, but like, you know, I wasn't doing anything in the pool, Missal.
No, I'm not accusing you of that, but it's very risky.
I'm sure people have done much worse, but you know, if you're sick and you're on holiday and you're there for the 5 days, I'm enjoying myself. Nothing's stopping me.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I don't know. It's not my crack. We're building up for a big holiday this year to Croatia.
Yeah,
so we're doing the Olympics.
Yep.
And then hop across to Croatia.
Nice.
Grab a boat and
sail the coast. People rave about Croatia.
Yeah.
Don't they? Sailing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So we've got Rosa's planning at the moment. She's going to hire a boat for the two of us and we'll
jump
sail up
feet,
and down the coast.
Jump on your feet. Thanks to Sportsbet. Cookie in Brisbane said he's jumped on board your selection of your multi.
He's jumped on.
So there was 14 people, you said, who had dived into your multi beforehand. What is it now? If we go around the ground.
23?
23.
Yes. Come at me, Sean.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.